Let's look first at John 16. Now, Jesus is telling them about what is going to happen. And at this point, they don't have a clue, because he's kept it very close. He's given them clues about his having to die and so forth. But he's preparing them for after he leaves. He's like any good boss. He's training his replacements. He's training his replacement. Success without a successor is a failure. Amen. He's training those that would follow him. And he talked about him all this time. And we'll go in different places, but this is the one that I want to show you first. The 16th chapter of John, the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he'll take of mine and show it unto you. That, to me, is the most exciting. It is the most thrilling. And to take advantage of that, we have access by the Spirit of God on the inside of us on everything he knows and everything he has. Praise God forevermore. Amen. And we're not there yet. The title of this message is Introducing the Spirit of Power. Now, thank you, Jesus. John 16, 7. Thank you, Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and judgment of sin, because they believe not on me. Now, you used to have, and we quoted the commandments. That's wonderful. This is the sin now.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the only ones left. They believe not on me.
Yes, sir.
That's the only one that's left. Now listen. The Classic Amplified on John 16, 7. However, I am telling you nothing but the truth. I say it is profitable. See, it said expedient. It is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you. And he's on the inside of you. Realize that? No wonder there's not anything impossible to us. I'm going to read that again. I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous. It is to your advantage. They didn't understand that. Where's he going? To your advantage? We've been doing good with you. Because if I don't go away, the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. And when he comes, he will convict and convince the world demonstration to it of sin and about righteousness and uprightness of heart, right standing with God, and about judgment, about sin, because they don't believe in me, trust in, rely on, and adhere to me. Wow. Now then, now, we'll go back to the King James here for a moment. I was there in Little Rock in Tulsa. And I thought, you know, I've learned about agreement, so I'm going to agree with this. He's praying, so I'm going to agree with this. And these words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that the Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given me over flesh, that he should give eternal life. The shadow is. That they might know thee, the only, the true God of Jesus Christ, upon whom, now see, he's saying Jesus Christ. Well, calling himself Messiah, of course he was. And there were no Christians. There was no church. Now, let me paraphrase this a little bit, because we've talked about it one way or the other the whole time. I walk around down. I'm going to walk down here for a little while. There was no church, and we talked about when he sat down. When he sat down, the church was born. It was born that day. Hadn't manifest yet. That's what he's talking about. It's coming. It is coming. I thought, oh, what? Of course, this was in the Father's plan before the foundation of the world, because the three of them created all this universe. Elohim. There is so much depth into that statement that it'll take eternity. Eternity with him to get the depth of all of that. And we'll spend a lot of time there. Brother Hagin's been there. Keith Moore's been there. And from what Keith said, they ride some pretty cool machines there, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that it looked kind of like a motorcycle, right?
Yeah.
Those kind of things are there.
Yeah. But it was a lot more.
Oh, yeah. You and I need to sit down sometime and talk. Yes, you and I never have really discussed that.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I was flying one night. I really like to fly at night. In good weather, the stars. And I heard a pilot, well, it's Robin Olds, real famous fighter pilot. He said at night, and boy, whoo, chills just went all over me when he said it. He said it looks like a velvet cloth laid out before you, and little diamonds sparkling in the sky. It does, doesn't it? What was that comet that blew by here a few years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when we had the Jetstar.
Yeah.
There was a comet that came by. And I was flying the Jetstar one night. And I went back to the lab. And when I came out of there, I just like to look at the night sky. And I looked out there and that tail behind it. And I thought, that's what was the Hale Bobbitt or, huh?
Halley's Comet?
Yes.
Halley's Comet.
Yeah. I saw it. Boy, it's a little fire behind it. I mean, it had to look quick. The Lord blessed me.
Thank you.
But that's what He does.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It is expedient for you that I go away. Now, John 14:10. Oh, this is, John 14, verse 10. Believe not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but my Father dwells in you. He does the works. Now, thank you, Jesus. It is expedient for you that I go away. John 14:10-18. For verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, and so forth and so on. Let me just read it from here, because this is it. I won't take time to turn to it in the Amplified, but here's what it says. It is expedient for you that I go away, John 14:10-18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. I won't leave you as spiritual orphans. You can't plumb the depth of that. I won't leave you as orphans. The Spirit of power. Light be. 24 hours later, 16,940,800. You can't even, such a big number. In 24 hours, 186 miles, 1,000 miles a second. And you can't stop light. You can't stop it. It travels. Light doesn't make any difference whether it's atmosphere or what. It just continues to travel, and it just continues to travel, and He has His faith in it, and it's just creating galaxies. Someone asked Brother Roberts in my presence, said, "Do you think there's life on other planets?" I thought, "How is he going to answer that?" Well, if there is, and they need a Savior, it's Jesus. I thought, He's the boss, isn't He? If there's life out there and they need a Savior, Jesus is it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And divine access to all the Father has. He's the King of the universe. Develop a God inside consciousness. Become God inside minder. He's our helper, comforter, advocate, standby, counselor, strengthener, intercessor. All that's in you right now. I said it before. This is the Spirit planning your life. He planned it before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The evidence that he's in you is not how you feel or how you don't feel. Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8, John 14, 16, forever. Hebrews 13, 5. And we always have to go back to that book, this book. Stand by with me. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions. Be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have, for God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you or give you up nor leave you without support. I will not. This delivered me. This set me free one day. That depression tried to come on me again. And Gloria was quick to read this to me. Let your character, moral disposition be free from the love of money, not that part, including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions, be satisfied with the present circumstances. That wasn't it. And with what you have, for he himself said, I will not in any way fail you, give you up, or leave you without support. This was it. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down. Relax. Hold on you. Assuredly not. He's not willing to give me up. I thought, devil, you just shut your everlasting mouth. Tell me things like that, it broke it forever. Because when the Amplified came out, it came out first in just the New Testament. I still have mine. And then it came out, it wasn't anywhere near this nice back there then. It came out in the whole Bible. I still have it. And the way I marked it up then looks about the way I marked it up now. Of course, when I had it back there then, didn't know much. Still don't know a whole lot, but I knew more than I did back there then. So, trust the God that is on the inside. Ability, efficiency, might, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now, this is healing day. I'll go over here by my pastor. Right here, there came, looked like about the size of a grain of rice. And I scratched it, and that thing, it began to hurt. So I invited my pastor over to the house. Kelly was on the phone. John was on the phone. And Gloria's friend, Bebe, was there. And so pastor came over and had his oil bottle. And he touched that, and I went, ah! That did it. It felt like somebody, it felt like he hooked me up to electricity. I mean, whoa. You remember that? Man, I jumped backward and hey, that did it. So Dr. Weider found us a man. I walked in there, and You know, you see somebody that has a voice that should be on the radio or something. Well, he had a great voice. And he was a black man. And he sounded so good. And I introduced him to him. I said, I'm Kenneth Cole. He said, I know who you are. He said, my grandparents been partnered with you for I don't know how long. I said, what is this? He looked at it. Well, yeah, he said, I'm pretty sure it's malignant. And so he said, I'm going to check it out. And he took a piece of it. Yeah, he said, it's malignant. And he said, now, and I'm going to send you over to the clinic to have it checked out. So we went over there. And the assistant came out and said, Mr. Copeland, would you and your friend sit here? Because she said, now, doctor, and so, I mean, he had opened it up. My other Dr. Williams had opened it up and tested it. Yeah, it's malignant. So he sent me over there across town. And they said, now you'll have 30 minutes or however long it takes for doctor to shave off a little here and there until there's no more cancer cells. We were there about 30 minutes. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. You ready for James 5? She came in there and she said, Mr. Copeland, you're really lucky. I said, no, I'm blessed.
Amen.
She said, well, you're really blessed because there's no more cancer cells in there.
God.
That, wow!
Amen.
Thank you.
You can't even see that scar.
No, sir. Yep. It's gone.
I mean, he sewed that thing up and it was a little sore for a few days. I went on to flight safety and did flight training. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We serve our God. If we do what the book says, we follow it. Hallelujah. And honor the one that wrote it. There's no other book like it. 40 authors over literally thousands of years, and they all agree with one another, and they all point in one direction. Yeshua HaMashiach of the tribe of Judah. The great healer, the great physician himself. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you facing challenges that are holding you back and seem impossible to overcome? You weren't created to live limited. You were created to live anointed. In his audio teaching, The Anointing Factor, Kenneth Copeland reveals the divine force that transforms everything. The anointing of God. It's not talent or luck. It's God on you, empowering you to do what only He can do. Discover how the anointing lifts heavy burdens and positions you to thrive, even in the toughest times. When you know who you are in Christ, it's impossible to be hopeless. See yourself through God's eyes, full of grace, wisdom, and power. Develop a lifestyle of flowing in the anointing every day and be equipped to live in the promises of God. His word is alive. His name is anointed. And as part of His body, so are you. It's time to factor in the anointing and walk in the victory that's already yours. Request your free copy of The Anointing Factor by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download on kcm.org.uk/TV special. This 10-message teaching series will help you learn how to factor the anointing of God into every part of your life. The anointing destroys every yoke of bondage and turns defeat into victory. Be sure to go to our website and download your free copy of The Anointing Factor today.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. As a born-again child of God, victory and success are literally in your DNA. God chose you before the foundation of the world and has a plan for your life that includes life, prosperity, and healing. The Word of God is a blood-sworn oath where God swore His covenant promises in His Word, sealed by the blood of Jesus, and you're not an outsider to His Word. Jesus Christ is the Anointed One, and by His anointing, He destroys every yoke of bondage. And that anointing is available to you because the anointing is on His Word, it's on His blood, and it's on His name. Brother Copeland goes into more detail in his teaching series, The Anointing Factor. We're giving this 10-message audio teaching away free this week, so be sure to get your copy. You'll learn how to factor God's anointing into your situation and see His covenant promises manifested in your life. Don't live another day without the anointing of God. Equip yourself to overcome every obstacle and receive the blessing of the Lord. Be sure to download your free audio series today on kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If the broadcast has helped you in your walk of faith, we'd love to hear your testimony. Go to kcm.org/BVOVstory and share your story with us. It's always exciting to hear how God's Word is helping you live a victorious and abundant life. So let us know. We want to rejoice with you. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.